talk to Hanuman. Who jumped over
sea
ocean and
defeated
Ravan and others. Very powerful. So he must, he said both words. Also we pray to Ramchandra ji, or Nisindha ji, and all other incarnations of Krishna. They should be merciful. All devotees, we pray that they should be merciful to them, that they should be in this life also happy, and in other life also happy, very happy, and they should be merciful to sprinkle their mercy, that they should be devotees. Life after life, and after that they may serve Radha and Krishna. Gaur Brahma Hari. One more thing. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं गायनो विरहकातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया करोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनि तवैवास्मि नजिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधेयत्वं मे First of all, the humble obeisance in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Pratyan Kesava Goswami. And same, in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami. You know that by only the mercy of the two gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. And this is an old age event. I'm going throughout whole world. And now so many devotees are coming. And also worried that I could not go to France, Germany,
Spain,
Italy,
Croatia
and all other countries in this to present to. But for my next tour, I must go there. So a program will be set up. That sometimes some year here, sometimes there, we will cover all. And we want to give the water that Swamiji has given
to waterize that the devotees who are now weakened and they want water, like creepers, trees, sprouts, so that they may be more stronger. And at the time of Swamiji, all were trying so much, they are level based. At that time, or even teenage girls like Vrindavan Vilasini, like Shyam Rani, oh, very teenage, very beautiful. So many, they were working hard in
airports,
in seaports, in there, in hotels,
train station,
everywhere. No care of their young age, nothing. Also, the boys, I think that so many are here. Very young, now they are becoming old, like he. What name, Prabhu?
Amogananda
Prabhu. And so, and all, at that time they are very young, very energetic, young. Even like 16 years, 17 years they were. And they were working hard. So in so many couple of years, his mission was spread everywhere. Anyone coming to me here also, only this is the fruit of Swamiji preaching. His books, his everything. So we beg his mercy. Now he will be very happy that again, same enthusiasm and
inspiration
is coming. Wherever I go, crowd like this, more than this, comes to here. They want to revive. Same thing. We want to help them as much as we can. Now we have so many preachers, they can go everywhere. Where I cannot go? Sometimes I can. And sometimes they will go. I want more and more are coming. I'm very happy that two things Swamiji told, that my right hand and left hand in his preaching. What? Book distribution, publishing and distribution. And Nagar Sankirtan. Again we are going to do. So many books, lakhs and lakhs, about more than 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs rupees. We have published books, and even they want more, we are going to print them. Magazines also so much. Nagar Sankirtan again. I think that if any place nearby, oh, you should try to do time to time Nagar Sankirtan also. Nearby any town,
you can. 5 minutes.
Young, energetic boys and girls, they should go 9 minutes. So look, you should not think you very weak, never weak. Now, today is Hera Panchami. Very special day for Jagannath festival. It is more than Jagannath going to Sundarachal. For whom? Those who are elevated and high class of devotee. Knowing all these things, why the Mahapuru came, descended to this world. Why he came, you know? If you are not reading and hearing 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot know. Never. You will be cheated. So, you should try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Vaishnavas, elevated Vaishnavas. Don't think that some devotees are coming and telling that, oh, we should not read 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. They can tell it in two ways. First, if they are quite ignorant. And some good devotees, they know everything. And they tell it, why? Oh, you should begin from one country, two, three, four, five, and thus you can go there. And thirdly, to cheat them. What to cheat them? Oh, what is in my hand? Can you tell what is in my hand?
Krishna prayer.
A curiosity comes to know. So if anyone tells that don't read Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, then this curiosity will come automatically. What is there? I should know. So to increase their curiosity to read Srimad Bhagavat and to hear, oh, they do like this. They know all these things, then that is why they do. Once in my village there was a devotee. He used to go to Ganges bath daily. And if anyone telling him, oh, Ram Ram, then he becomes very furious and egoistic, and he wanted to beat anyone. Why he used to do? And all the boys of all the villages in the way, oh, Ram Ram, and he used to do like this and run after them.
He used to do same also.
Why he used to do?
They will chant Ram Ram.
Or they will tell Ram Ram. And that is why he was like a fun. So if anyone telling that you should not read Bhagavatam, so there should be a curiosity to know
what is
inside. There must be some jewel.
Just like so many person is telling, don't go to Narayan Mahesh, don't listen him. Mm-hmm. So they are making curiosity to come to you.
So in this way, no harm. But without reading and hearing, especially without hearing 10th canto, you cannot decide your aim and your object of your life and devotion. Never. A grief may come by hearing 10th canto. Oh, Mother Yashoda, loving Krishna. Oh, how? He bent a divine Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his love and affection. Sometimes, oh, cowherd boys with Krishna playing. Oh, Krishna was life and soul of all the cowherd boys. Without playing with Krishna, oh, they cannot live. They will die. For a moment, if was Krishna hiding himself behind a tree, oh, where Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? So a greed may come by hearing this. For friendship. And if you will hear most elevated thing in Srimad Bhagavatam, the service of gopis to Krishna, especially gopi ghee, menu ghee, brahmar ghee, and all other things. Oh, you can know. Oh, this is the aim and object of a very high, pure devotee. A great maker. Without reading and knowing Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing is there. So 1 to 9 canto, what? Only to make a platform for this. To remove your all unwanted things, your offenses, your worldly requirements and attachments. And then you should come in 10th power. You should read. And then you should decide how to attain these things. How to? And then you should go to 11th canto. This is process. But even more easy process where in the essence of Srimad Bhagavati Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will have to go Chaitanya Charitamrita or the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami and others. Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur Srinivas and all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I think that all the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita in very easy language and in easy words. It has been told. So we must know all these things. If you want to be very pure, high class of devotee, you must know. Otherwise, only book distribution will not do. Nagar Sankirtan will not do. Oh, why Nagar Sankirtan? Mahaprabhu brought to this world. You will have to know. To give gopi prem only. And why book distribution? What nectar is there in these books? You should read first. Have faith and realize something. And then your life will be successful. Not distributing. Never. So you should know all these things. So Swamiji has written all these things in his books. Only book distribution will not do. Oh, go through very deep and realize the nectar what is behind this. He has written so many things. And he produced, he compiled first book, Krishna book, 10th canto. You know. And what is there? Everything is there completely. And he has instructed there that, oh, you should know all these things. The behavior, the service, pure service of gopis to Krishna. You should know all. Otherwise, you will be always lusty. Always lusty. To avoid lust, we should read 10th canto. He has vividly
cleared
in his books. We read it all in
wells
and here and there. So you should have a strong faith in this. He has written so many things about this. He also later given a letter to his disciple. He was very lusty and he asked, I'm very lusty, what to do? And then he told, you should read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And Ras Leela, especially. Then this lust will come and this real thirst of transcendental lust will come to Krishna. And that is not called lust, that is called? Without reading, without hearing, how you can realize all these things? So you should realize all these things. Now we are coming on our subject. Today, Hera Panchami. Oh, can you explain in brief? You. In brief, without seeing book? Oh, that's right. That day, Maharaj has told his all associates, oh, this year it should be in a very new and very big way to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
And what Mahaprabhu told?
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar were observing this,
Krishna, a big, very big problem is there. Very big. So Jagannath Puri is Dwarka. Here all the Jadubanshi are there. Krishna playing with all the queens there. Here, what name? Rukmini is like Bimala Devi. You know Bimala Devi there? In Jagannath temple. She is like that. Also Lakshmi Devi is there in Dwarka. Who is Lakshmi? All the kings are Lakshmi there. Especially Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. So there is there. No gopi there in Jagannath temple or in Jagannath Puri. Never. They cannot be there. So it is Dwarka Puri. And what is Kurukshetra? Kurukshetra Krishna coming from Dwarka, so it is like a Dwarka Lila. But some
speciality
there. What? That Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya and all gopis, Radha, Vishakha, Lalita and all are coming there and meeting with Krishna. But there is so much opulence. And in Vrindavan, what is there? Always gopis are with Krishna in Vrindavan, playing always. So Dwarka, Jagannath temple and whole Jagannath Puri is like Dwarka. Very opulence there. Dwarka is a place of opulence. So, see things. Oh, here is so much opulence. Why like a Dwarkadhish Krishna, he should go to poor place, like when anywhere. But Krishna has not told that I am going to Vrindavan. Never he told. He cheated Lakshmi Devi. What? Oh, 4 years I am here.
I am going for the chair.
I took so much bath. My motion became loose.
Cold caught me.
And now being here, I am now so much perplexed anyhow. Perplexed? And now I want to take free air. So I want to go somewhere in
a
Chinese forest to take my brain and to be refreshed. He told. And then he played a trick so that Lakshmi should not know this fact. That I am going alone there and I will run to Vrindavan if I am going alone. So to cheat Lakshmi Devi, he took his Baladev Prabhu brother and sister also Subhadra. What thing? Oh, I will take them. Yashoda Maiya knows them. Rohini also knows. So I will keep them in the Yashoda Maiya. And I will go to where? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, where all very beautiful kunjis are there, groves are there. I will play with all gopis. Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra will be with Rohini, Yashoda Maiya, and they will take their what? Milk and very happy there. And I will go there. Anyone cannot know. So he took his brother, Baladev Prabhu, and brought them, Baladev and his sister, Subhadra, and went. He did not told anything that I am going where. But he at once ran away to where? Oh, in Vrindavan. Sundarachal, that is Gundika Mandir, is known as Vrindavan in the light of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, the four Mahaprabhu, they never knew all these things. So now they are coming. That it is Vrindavan. You know something more here. Krishna has told, Vrindavanam pratyajya pad ekamna gachami ar gachati. Krishna never gives up Vrindavan. Always in Vrindavan. Radhika? What to Radhika? Oh, for Radhika he never goes out of Vrindavan. Only for Radhika. So Radha and Krishna both, they don't walk anywhere other than Vrindavan. Always they are. Who went to Kurukshetra? Radhika cannot go, never. So who will go?
Sanyogini
Radhika. Manifestation of Radhika will go. Not directly Radhika. He will be always in the Radha Kund, Shyam Kund in Vrindavan. That if Radha and Krishna always together in Vrindavan, then why separation? Mood of Radhika, that he is feeling so much separation from Krishna. I am always weeping for Krishna. Sometimes he becomes so much absorbed in Krishna, love and affection and separation, that even seeing a tamal tree, he sends, Oh Krishna, now you are here. And quarreling with her, doing man, anger with her, Krishna. And sometimes embracing tamal tree like Krishna. So, how there will be separation mode there? So in Vrindavan, no separation. But there is something where in Nandagaon, or Rashi is there also. Prem Sarovar also there. Oh, they feel so much meeting there. And so much excessive ananda. But who is in separation mood in Nandagaon? Who met with?
Uddhav.
And Uddhav then did Vandana. Pande Nanda Prajay Srinang Padarenum Afikshansa Jasam Hari Katho Deep Punatvana. I pray the lotus dust of the gopis forever of any gopi of Nandagaon. Oh, their Harikatha from their mouth coming in the separation mood. It purifies whole world, whole universe. And what he has told more? Asaho charanare dusham aham syam Vrindavane imab gulgulatau sadhinam jah dusta jan sajan arjipasan jahitva veje mukanda padamem. What is the meaning?
In this very famous verse, Uddhavji is thinking that
they will have no touch. Come only for them, those who have some greed for this. And even to greed, give this greed, Gurdashami, at homes in Krishna Mahaprabhu, this life. So I have come for this. And that is why he is telling. Then go on more.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna, those devotees who want to take initiation,
but is not evidence. Never. It was not compiled by Vyasadeva. Anyone has done it. Very bogus thing. And there are bogus things in that gopi love and affection. They cancel all this, they reject all this. There are so many. but it is for high class of devotees. So, then Sarup began to tell, oh, Srinivas, you don't remember that the flowers in Vrindavan, the trees are what? Kalpa Vriksha.
Desire tree.
Desire tree. They can give, oh, lakhs and lakhs, whole thing, golden,
palanquin,
palanquin, everything. If they will wish, anyone desire that, like desire thing, they can. But what gopis do there? They do. What they do? Only to
make a garland.
To decorate their hairs.
Nothing else.
You know, they, oh, the nipple of the gopis.
Ankle bell.
What they are?
Chintamani. Made of chintamani.
Chintamani. What is chintamani?
Desire stone.
But gopi never use for that. What? Only to make some sweet sound to dance with Krishna. They don't use all these things. Cows, what are they?
Kamdhenu
means? Not only milk.
Desire cow.
The milk of desire. Anything you will want, they can be. But any gop or Krishna and gopis, they don't want anything from these cows. Only milk, butter and so on. So you should not know, you don't know all these things. Because you have not gone to their Vrindavan Braja and you know, don't know anything of ABCD of Vrindavan. The flowers are what flowers? More than Parijat. Parijat, you know?
Flowers of heavenly planet.
They never become
doomed.
Never. Multi-push.
Always fragrant.
So all these flowers like this. They can give anything. So you don't. And then, he told, Shriya Kanta, Kanta, Paramakusha, everything that is written there, you can read there. Now time is over. We will meet tomorrow and we will explain all these things. So, when he heard, oh, he was changed. And then he became like Madhu Mangalaja. That mood was came. And then he remembered all these things. And then he became to dance like so. And then Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he went to Gundicha, not Gundicha Madhu, but Jagannath garden. And here he was singing and dancing in so much being in absorbed in Krishna. All the devotees were tired now, whole day long, doing kirtan and chanting. And then, Sarup Damodar, with a trick he told that all we are tired. And now you should stop your dancing. And Jagannath Dev has sent so many
prasadam.
Oh, very beautiful, very sweet prasadam. But Anna dal, tarkari, puri, kachauri, levi,
pitha panans,
all kinds of varieties. And then they began to, Mahaprabhu himself began to
distribute.
But Sarup Damodar told that all were waiting for you. If you are not taking anyone, well, then he sat down and began to test, and all began to hurry go. Thank you. Go Pramananda. Any kirtan? Anything to announce?
Hare Krishna, those devotees who want to